Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And welcome to our 20th anniversary edition of Messianic Minutes. All month, we're celebrating our 20th year of recording Messianic Minutes.
Two Jewish guys who love Jesus. We just had a heart and a vision to share the Jewishness of the Christian faith and equip you, our listeners, in how to witness to Jewish people. And Amen. We've been doing it for 20 years.
Hallelujah. Friends, you can go to our website, messianicminutes.com. And Ted, we have mentioned a couple times recently that we put the sounds of the shofar. If you're a regular listener to our program and you heard our programs a couple of weeks ago during the Feast of Trumpets, we blew the shofar. Ted blew the shofar and I did the vocals. But if you missed that or only heard part of it and you want to hear it again or hear it for the first time, our website has it right smack in the middle of the homepage.
Our website has great stuff. I mean, it has our pictures. That's a great stuff. But it also has a way to email us and make a contribution all through the same website, messianicminutes.com.
And realistically, it's the 20th anniversary, so maybe it's a time to make a contribution.
It wouldn't hurt already.
It wouldn't hurt. Yeah. And listen, we also want to say a great big hello to our friends listening at KFSI in Rochester, Minnesota. So glad that you guys have us on there at KFSI, and so glad that you folks are listening. And, you know, Ted, we've got some emails from folks out there who say they love the program. Maybe they should say congratulations.
Maybe enclose a gift. You know, it was so much fun to get cards with gelt in it.
The money cards.
Yeah, very nice. So it is our
Bar Mitzvah time. More than that.
Yeah, it's our 20th year. We'd love to hear how we've touched your lives, how you've used things you've learned on the show to share the Jewishness of Jesus with other people. And it wouldn't hurt to send a gift. We'd celebrate with you 20 years of Messianic Minutes. And you can do all of that through the website, messianicminutes.com.
Meanwhile, we have just ended the Feast of Tabernacles, so it's about time we start talking about it.
That's perfect timing here on Messianic Minutes. You know, I have to say, God, you put three feasts right in a row. We had the Feast of Trumpets. We had the Day of Atonement. Now we had the Feast of Tabernacles, and they're all over. But we're going to talk about the Feast of Tabernacles.
It takes a long time for us because we want to make sure you understand, friends, how important this stuff is, because it's not just the Word of God. Well, I don't say just. It is not only the Word of God, but it's the Word of God that points to our Messiah and our right standing with Him.
We love to look at what's called the Old Covenant Scriptures and see how Jesus is right there in the Scriptures and how He fulfilled the Scriptures.
Amen. Well, let's go back to Leviticus 23. That is really the feast chapter where God lays out all the various seven feasts that He lined up. And we're going to look in chapter 23, starting in verse 34.
I'm going to read verse 34. Remembering, Jeff, in chapter 23 of Leviticus, verse 2, God calls these feasts His feasts.
Amen.
And now He says in verse 34, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be a feast of tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord.
Okay, Feast of Tabernacles. We call it Sukkot.
Sukkot, booths, temporary dwellings.
And the word sukkah means one booth, and the O-T ending plural in Hebrew. So Sukkot is booths.
Booths. So it's the feast of booths. And God says, listen, for 7 days you shall offer an offering to the Lord, and on the eighth day you shall have a holy convocation.
You know, that's pretty interesting, Ted, because as we explore this, we're going to see God specifically says this Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, is supposed to be 7 days. But He tacks on an extra day there. He says the eighth day shall be a holy convocation. Doesn't say what it is.
Listen,
or why.
It's a great party. And we'll explain that a little bit more in the shows coming up.
And more importantly, we're going to see how Jesus used that eighth day, importantly, for us to all see His glory.
Amen. We are Messianic Minutes. Friends, we would love to hear from you, especially during this 20th anniversary celebration month, messianicminutes.com.
Yeah, if you want to send us an email, friends, or send a financial contribution that is tax deductible, you can do it electronically through our website, or you can even through our website get our post office box address. It's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachena.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.